Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And we'll begin with the Irish Times this morning, which tells us that water outages in Ireland are worse than the UK. They last three times longer on average than the worst performing comparisons in England and Wales. This is a new report published by the Commission for Regulation of Utilities, and it outlines a range of concerns and criticises Ishka Éireann's performance on several fronts, and basically comparing our water outages with those in the UK. That's on the front, of the Irish Times. Front of the Irish Independent, watchdog in major price-fixing probe of Irish bookies. The competition watchdog is carrying out an investigation into bookies here, into the bookmaking industry. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission has confirmed it is conducting an ongoing inquiry into betting shops and that it is considering enforcement action. It's understood part of the probe relates to possible price fixing and anti-competitive behaviour. The Irish Independent understands this seems like quite a big story, or has the potential certainly to grow legs. Several of the papers go with one court case yesterday. The Irish Daily Star, now rot in jail, is the headline. The Irish Sun, two beautiful girls, this is not justice. And also the Irish Daily Mirror, it should have been a murder charge. This is the family of Kia McCann, who've blasted the decision to charge her killer with dangerous driving causing death. He was jailed for 7 years. Anthony McGinn, aged 61, was sentenced over the 2023 crash, which also killed 17-year-old Kia's best friend, Dilawa Mohammed. He was driving at 150 kilometres per hour as he took them to their devs, and Kia's mother, Teresa, has said he should have been charged with murder. The Irish Daily Mail on the front page says the Taoiseach Micheál Martin has condemned a dependency culture in councils that seek handouts of tens of thousands of euro to fill vacant social homes. So the Taoiseach is sharply criticising councils for looking for up to 60,000 euro to prepare vacant homes to be relet as the country grapples with the housing crisis. In some areas, properties can lie vacant for over a year. Micheál Martin says this should never happen for more than a month. We shouldn't have houses lying vacant for a year. It should be a month, is what he is saying. And more than 100 million euro was spent refurbishing more than 3,500 council homes in 2023 to relet them. So that's the front of the Irish Daily Mail. On the front of the Irish Examiner, big news in Cork. The Bishop of Cork and Ross is taking the city's full historic Eucharistic procession back out onto the streets this year because of rising attendance. This is big, as I say, in Cork. Bishop Fintan Gavin has said he's delighted to confirm that the closing prayers and benediction element of the Catholic event, which is nearly 100 years old, which have been held inside a church since the pandemic, are going to be held outdoors for the first time in years to cater for the crowds. The bishop says numbers have gotten so big, we've just had to move it all outdoors. And the photo of from the Examiner is of the grand parade at the Eucharistic procession in 1935. Thousands of people there, and they're expecting thousands again this year, it would seem. Inside the papers, staying with the Irish Examiner, transport chiefs are going to spend €130,000 analysing how to make moving to an electric vehicle more attractive to the general population. What's interesting about this, I tweeted this last night and a load of people had suggestions, and it didn't cost me €130,000 to find out how you can encourage people to move to EVs. People are quite happy to give their views on whether they would ever want to drive electric or what would make them drive electric. But the Department of Transport has tendered for a supplier, I might apply for it myself, to analyse how best to move 30% of the country's fleet of vehicles to electric by 2030. So they look at the obvious things, like people finding that maybe they want better range life, that they want quicker charges, that they want more public charging. All of those things might bring an uplift in sales, but we have to spend €130,000 instead to find out about it. Also staying with the Examiner, good idea from one senator. Ireland should ask Qatar for a new government jet. So the Department of Defence has signed a deal to buy a plane, which is expected in December. However, the independent senator, Aubrey McCarthy, has suggested that Ireland should ask Qatar for a similar deal like they've done with Donald Trump, because they're giving Donald Trump a $400 million plane. And Aubrey McCarthy says, given Qatar's apparent willingness to provide such high-value assets as diplomatic gifts, should Ireland explore similar avenues? If jets are being handed out, perhaps we should throw our hat into the ring diplomatically. Read more about that in The Examiner. If you're enjoying this good weather, the forecast is beautiful for today again, by the way, and the Mirror tells us that Ireland's warm streak has been extended, with Met Éireann declaring it's going to stretch into most of next week. So this confirms what some of the papers have been saying, that we're looking at about 2 weeks of sunshine. And temperatures yesterday beat Barcelona and Athens, and the readings across the country are so hot that bookies are betting that this could be the hottest May on record. Staying with the bookies, I see in the Star they're doing odds on our Eurovision entry, Emmy, who's performing tonight. And if you want to bet on us getting through, well, Emmy is odds on 11 to 8 on to sail through the second Eurovision semi-final tonight, to become the fourth Irish act since 2013 to make the grand final. The opening semi-final saw 10 nations get through. Sweden, of course, were the favourite. And now Ireland are favourite to get through tonight, it would seem. Sweden are still favourite to win, by the way. And the odds of Emmy doing better in the final than Bambi Thug last year are 25 to 1, and the odds of winning are 80 to 1. More about that in the Star. And final story for you: if you want to drive better, you need to turn off the techno music, because drivers, according to the Times of London, are being urged to listen to music with a slower tempo when driving, because it has a positive effect on your driving style. Songs like Let It Be and Angels by Robbie Williams are the types of songs you need to be listening to if you want to drive better on the roads. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.